Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 through 15. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and arguing, so that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of the crooked and perverse generation, in which you shine like stars in the world. Amen. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us greet one another, saying, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Me too. Apostle Paul spoke to the churches in Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. Indeed, this is our boast, the testimony of our conscience. You have behaved in the world with frankness and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and all the more toward you. As we remember, Paul lived a life by God's grace, not with the wisdom of the world. While he went through so many trials and sufferings and was in danger of losing his own life, he faithfully obeyed the word of God and acted in the truth and holiness of God despite his challenging life conditions. Paul was a mission-driven Christian who followed and lived the word of God. Followed and lived the word of God. Today's spiritual reading teaches us the way of God's salvation. God speaks to us that we work out our own salvation as God is at work in us, according to Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 17 proclaims that the one who is righteous will live by faith. The Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 16 says that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Perish or eternal life. Dear brothers and sisters who come to this holy sanctuary and worship God together, do you have conviction of your own salvation? Yes. We are all saved, although our salvation is done. Philippians chapter 2 tells us that we shall work out our own salvation. Why do we need to work out our own salvation even though we have already been saved. Why? Believing in Christ Jesus is the beginning stage of God's salvation. With God's grace, you are justified. This means that by believing, our sins are forgiven, not because of our greatness or holiness, but because of God's forgiving grace. You are not sinners anymore. You have become the children of God. However, we don't stay there. Through Christian practice, such as public worship, personal prayers, devotion, and Holy Communion, we become sanctified and move toward glorification in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It sounds easy, isn't it? But the way of salvation is not easy, because the world always tempts us and blocks us from the love of God. While we live in the world, there are so many temptations and trials that prevent us from the new life in Christ Jesus. That is why 2 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 warns us of the danger of evil power in the world. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Jesus himself had 40 days temptation in the wilderness. As Jesus defeated the temptation from Satan, let us overcome our temptations with the word of God. Apostle Paul shares what he went through in order to live a new life in Christ Jesus in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. However, he overcame those temptations and trials by faith. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 through 10, Paul confesses that it is only God's power that can rescue us. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death so that we would rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He who rescued us from so deadly a peril will continue to rescue us. On him we have set our hope that he will rescue us again. Only God can save us, and by relying on God's grace, Paul could become a great evangelical missionary. Today's scripture reading describes the world as a crooked and perverse generation. I believe that today's world is not different from the time of Apostle Paul. Yes, today we live in this crooked, unjust, perverse, and unrighteous age. The crooked and perverse generation means that evil powers, those who have left the truth, and unrighteous groups of people who push self-justification and delight the church are prevalent in our world today. In other words, the world has dark shadows that make people blind with moral and spiritual corruption. How can we work out our salvation in this challenging reality? Don't worry. Do not be afraid. Our loving and faithful God provides us with a way of salvation. Philippians chapter 2, 13 says that, "For it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure." Yes, God is helping us so that we are able to work out our own salvation. This is God's promise that God will guide and lead us into the way of salvation. Guide and lead us. Jeremiah 33, chapter 33, verse 2 through 3 says that, "So says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." When God leads us, we are to respond to God's calling. Our faithful response to God's call is necessary for our salvation. Then, what is our faithful response to God's calling? Working out our own salvation with fear and trembling is our faithful response. Fear and trembling is a sign of awe in front of God's presence. Like a naked child, you are to be honest to God with fear and trembling. Fear and trembling is an attitude of a creature who stands before the magnificence of God, the Creator. With a humble spirit, you are to obey the word of God, and that is fear and trembling in front of God. It helps and leads us to a realization that you cannot save ourselves. You cannot but rely on God's goodness and grace for our salvation. Working out our own salvation does not mean that we can save us with our own power and human efforts. Rather, it is for us to fully obey the Lord and trust in the power of God's salvation through Jesus Christ. Therefore, working out our own salvation means that we continue to grow our spiritual relationship up to the fullness of Christ. It is about our spiritual maturity and continuing our spiritual journey until we see God face to face in God's eternal home. Salvation cannot be accomplished by human works or efforts. Working out our own salvation means to rely on God and trust the power and presence of God who works in us. Salvation is God's work for us. We must remember today's scripture reading, for it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. When we lose humble spirit and faith in Christ, there are always disputes, hatred, and division among us, and it is not possible for us to build and become one body in Christ in the midst of our hatred and divisiveness. The words of murmuring and arguing in Philippians chapter 2 are the words of the flesh and the world. God speaks to us in Romans chapter 8, verse 5 through 8, that for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot, and those who are in the flesh cannot please God. And Romans chapter 8, 13, verse 13 says that if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. We just celebrated our Independence Day last Thursday on July 1st of 1776. The United States of America proclaimed its independence from Great Britain. The whole nation celebrated our freedom and independence. Likewise, we Christians are freed people from the flesh and our sins. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 says that, "For you are called to freedom. Brothers and sisters, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence. First, through love, become slaves to one another. How can we become fully free from the temptations in the world and the flesh? How can we continue to move toward sanctified life in Christ Jesus?" There are waterproof watches. You may put a waterproof watch inside water, and it still works because water cannot enter into the watch. The watch is protected from the water. Let me tell you how to protect ourselves from the temptation of the world and the flesh. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 through 2 says that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. Let us live in Christ and abide in Him. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 speaks that, "Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh." The scripture teaches us to follow and live by the Spirit of God. When we live in Christ Jesus and we, led by the Spirit of God, will become children of God and shine like stars of the dark world without blemish. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 reminds us that for once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light. Live as children of light. The Gospel of Matthew encourages us to live a new life to glorify our God. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, let us work out our own salvation, trusting God's presence and working in us so that all of us may live as children of light in the world. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you.